Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are once again welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Today's date is the 28th of September in the year of our Lord 2013, and the time here now is at roughly about a minute past 7 p.m. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the entire humanity. We represent the hope and aspirations of our people. We represent their only leading light, insofar as the restoration of the Biafran sovereignty is concerned, because that must be done in truth and in all honesty. If you are listening to us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, or early in the morning in the Far East, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you. Because Radio Biafra, unlike any other indigenous broadcaster coming out of Sub-Saharan Africa, is listened to live and direct in every time zone across the universe. Because we are here to project not only the news affecting the Biafran people, but their hope, their desire, their mission, to ensure that Biafra comes. That is why we exist. There is no other reason for the formation of Radio Biafra. There is no other reason why we breathe other than to ensure the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Our enemies, those who are against us, have nothing to fight us about. We are asking to be free. Nothing more, nothing less. You must be listening to us today either via your phone app, which is either Android, or either on your iPhone, on your iPad, or any other of your Apple device. If you have Radio Biafra app, ensure that those around you also get it. Or you will be listening to us via www.radiobiafra.co, www.peopleofbiafra.org. On any of these two sites, you ought and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are joined by Karomonde and also by Barrister Mamezu, who shall be with us very shortly. We once again welcome you wherever you are. This is your radio station, and this is Radio Biafra. Before I go further to bring you the news and the accompanying analysis, I will first of all go to Karomonde to acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra, distinguished listeners of this radio station, those with the burning passion and desire to witness the restoration of the sovereignty of their country in truth and in honesty, but above all, friends of Biafra as well who are listening. Please.
Good evening to the world, whether it be morning, afternoon, I say evening because it can be anywhere in the world. I know Malaysians are staying up late tonight. Welcome everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I look forward to hearing everybody calling in live tonight and giving us their perspective of the news today.
Thank you very much. If you wish to join our conversation later, the number to call is +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live, and that's as we always say. From Monday evening, Radio Biafra broadcast will be brought to you from a venue and location we are not at liberty to disclose. The quest for Biafra has begun in earnest. The work we have to do in the open, we are continuing to do. Those we have to do under the radar must continue. And for that reason, and that reason alone, Radio Biafra shall come to you from location and from places all around the world where we may not be at liberty to disclose any landline. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we remind you that this is Radio Biafra. You can also join us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. If you call us, we will take your call. If we miss your call, we shall return to you. We welcome you once again. We are particularly grateful for those who are working very hard, especially our dear sister and high priestess. I call her Sister Rita Nebog, who is doing excellently well in Lagos, who is doing marvelously well, ensuring that there are people of Biafra everywhere in Biafra land and elsewhere around the zoo. We welcome those who have defied all odds to make sure that they establish their presence on Facebook under Radio Biafra. It is very, very critical. We have also received a list of those that made contributions to the purchase of the transmitter following the launching that was done in Malaysia. We have those. As the program goes on, we may be at liberty to present some of their names to you, because they are the ones at the forefront of this very struggle, sacrificing everything, pulling ahead in one direction, with one heart, with one sense of purpose, with determination. That is why we hold them in such high esteem. And up until today, Malaysia have not failed us. And we know they are not going to fail us. All the problems associated with similar gatherings elsewhere in the world is absent in Malaysia. People work together, they function together as a unit, and that is why they're effective. There is no leadership tussle. People are not backbiting. People are not gossiping. Every day they go out, regardless of your position, to make sure that the message of Biafra is disseminated without fear or without favor. Because this radio station, following the lead set by other people, is proceeding without hitch, is proceeding without failure, and we are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender, because it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. We must say that, so that people understand what we are doing, so that they understand that this radio station, for what it represents, must and will go forward to make sure that Biafra comes in our lifetime. Our timetable is very short. We have up until January 1st, 2016 to ensure that the world knows what is happening. It is no longer time for awareness, flying of flag, printing of t-shirts, issuing of ID cards. All that time has come and gone. The world does not know, or they pretend they don't know what is happening to us. We are about to tell them what is happening, and they will ask questions, because things can no longer be the same. We welcome you once again. We are also hopeful that Barrister Mamezu will be in a position to join us later on as the program proceeds. Let us go to bring you the headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 28th of September, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Terrorists bomb 3 banks, kill 4 in Kaduna. Al Mustafa, Dokubo Asare, Mohammed Abacha's moves unsettle the North. Revenue crisis cripples states in Nigeria. 13 feared dead after Kelvin's arrest. Abuja killings, victims were terrorists, says army chief. French national kidnapped by Ansaru calls for negotiations. We continue to report that Igbos are main victims of Boko Haram because of their high numbers in northern Nigeria, according to a Catholic bishop. And now the news in full. Heavily armed gunmen suspected to be Boko Haram members yesterday bombed 3 commercial banks in Saminaka headquarters of Lere local government area of Kaduna State. 4 lives were lost in the attack. Speaking with Saturday Mirror, Kaduna State Police Command spokesman Aminu Lawan said 3 security personnel died during the exchange of gunfire with the gunmen, adding while 1 of the gunmen also died. In his words, the incident happened in Saminaka when gunmen attacked 3 banks with explosives. 3 of our men were confirmed dead, and 1 of the gunmen died too. Our men are there on the ground in the area. There are no injured personnel, by which he means civilians. Saminaka, a town in southern part of Kaduna State, has witnessed a host of attacks. Many lives have also been lost to unknown gunmen. Saturday Mirror gathered that security troops were deployed to the area to forestall further attacks. These moves, for now, seem to be of no avail. Al Mustafa, the former chief security officer to the former head of state, General Abacha, and the leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Dokubo Asare, is currently unsettling political circles in the north. Dokubo Asare has not hidden his disdain for any political arrangement that will return presidential power to the north in 2015, and Al Mustafa's association with the ex-militant is seen by politicians in the region as a ploy to scuttle the north's chances of wrestling power from President Goodluck Jonathan in the next general election. Apart from this perceived unholy alliance, political watchers in the region view the recent defection of Alhaji Muhammad Abacha, the son of the former military ruler, to the People's Democratic Party PDP, as a move by the Jonathan camp to tackle some powerful politicians who are believed to control political power in Kano, especially the state governor, Dr. Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso. The drop in the monthly revenue allocations by the federal government to the 36 states of the Federation has affected the finances and smooth running of governments. Investigations show that the shortfall in revenue allocation to states by the Federal Accounts Allocation Committee, which started 3 months ago, had disrupted payment of salaries, pensions, and financing of government projects in many states. A cross-section of states that spoke with a newspaper on Saturday lamented that the shortfall in the allocations and non-disbursement of full allocations as at when due had reduced the financial capacity of their governments, thus making it impossible for them to execute some vital projects. While blaming the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation for not remitting enough revenue to the coffers of the federal government, the state urged government to ensure adequate, transparent, and accountable revenue remittance by the NNPC. Nigeria relies on a company, NNPC, in order to be able to fund its commitment to its people. Unbelievable. No fewer than 13 persons were feared dead in Wednesday's bloody clash between the Joint Task Force JTF troops and armed youths loyal to kidnap and robbery kingpin Kelvin Prosper Oniara in Kokori, Ethiopia's East Local Government Area of Delta State. Oniara, who was arrested by operatives of the Department of State Security and JTF in an undisclosed hotel in Port Harcourt, the River State capital. Some of his victims were Chief Mike Ozekome and the former Anambra Deputy Governor, Dr. Chudi Wike, who was killed in captivity. Troops deployed in Kokori to secure the town shortly after his arrest on Wednesday came under intense gunfire, leading to a shootout that lasted for over 3 hours before the youths were overpowered. Oniara's close associate, identified as Charles, and the Juju priest, Michael Omonigo, who is believed to be the gang's spiritual head, were arrested. Governor Emmanuel Uduaghan, who addressed reporters in Warri, confirmed the arrest, saying one person died in the clash. It was learned that the governor relied on information provided by security operatives and a body retrieved from the scene. The army has justified the widely condemned killing of 9 people in Abuja. They were suspected terrorists who planned to bomb some key installations in the Federal Capital Territory, according to Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika. The victims, whose residents and rights activists claimed were artisans and tricycle operators, were killed in an uncompleted building in Akpo. One died in the hospital, raising the toll to 10. No fewer than 13 others were injured in the assault. General Ihejirika got support from Minister of Federal Capital Territory, Bala Mohammed. The two officials spoke at a meeting with the House of Representatives Committee on National Security and Intelligence. The hostage appears wearing a white T-shirt with an unidentified person holding a weapon in the background. If authentic, it will be the first video of Columb to emerge since his abduction. Parts of the short statement are not clear, but he can be heard calling for negotiations for his safe release. In the latter half of the 3-minute video, the camera focuses on an Arabic statement that addresses the governments of France and Nigeria, according to the translation provided by SITE. While there is no direct threat of further attacks or on Column's life, the statement vows to treat treachery and treason by the French or Nigerian governments with reciprocity. France's foreign ministry told AFP it was trying to authenticate the video and was in contact with Column's family. Ansaru is considered by some to be a breakaway faction of Boko Haram, Nigeria's most prominent Islamist group, which has waged a deadly insurgency since 2009. The links between the two organizations remain in question, but some analysts have said that Ansaru might have emerged from a faction within Boko Haram that sought to specifically target foreign interests. Ansaru has been blamed for the 2011 kidnap of a Briton and an Italian national in northern Nigeria. Both hostages were killed in March of last year. Britain, which has formally labeled Ansaru a terrorist organization, said the group likely has ties to Al-Qaeda's North Africa franchise, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. We are also reporting this evening, as we did yesterday, that Reverend Father Kuka, who was hosted by Aki Kenga in Lagos, reportedly blamed the Igbo people for their high number of casualties in the ongoing insurgency by Boko Haram, because they live where they come from and go and inhabit other areas in large numbers. Those are his words. That is the news we are presenting today on the 28th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013. Wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you. We are saying that this is Radio Biafra, and the time now here is 19 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in London, where Radio Biafra is headquartered, from where we are bringing you news today from. We are returning to present our analysis by dwelling on what is happening in the Zoological Republic. A lot of killings. Killing and killing and more killing. And we draw inference from the last piece of news that we presented. It is quite astonishing that the same people being supported by the British, the Hausa Fulani people, are the ones kidnapping them. They are the ones kidnapping the Western interest. But yet the West support them. Yet the West are insisting that these people must govern and rule everybody else. Yet their nationals are being kidnapped. In other words, if you're a Western national, if you're from Britain, if you're from Italy, if you're from France, from the US, if you are kidnapped, your family should hold your government responsible. They created the monster in the first place. They gave power to the Hausa Fulani people. They supplied them with guns. They gave them ammunition. They subdued other people for the benefit of the Hausa Fulani oligarchy. And that is the result today. The result is that people are being indiscriminately kidnapped. People are being killed. The latest one of them is a French national. We are asking today, how many people, how many Britons, how many French, how many Germans, how many Italians, how many US citizens have been kidnapped by any Igbo group? How many of them? How many places have we bombed? How many places have we leveled? How many innocent souls have we taken? Why these people are still supporting the Hausa Fulani entrenched oligarchy is beyond reason. Nobody can understand it. Common sense dictates that you deal with people who are amenable, people who are peaceful, people who are obedient, people who are quiet. But in the case of Nigeria, the reverse is the case. The Western world, especially Britain and her allies, they prefer to support the Hausa Fulani people. I want to know why. A lot of people are asking the question, why? Is it because we are not killing people? Is it because Biafrans don't engage in the killing of people? Is that why things are the way they are? We need to find out. We need to know. We are also going to look in detail this evening the meaning of the word patriotism. Do Biafrans understand what it means to be patriotic? Is that why every leader they have had have at some point disappointed them? Is it because the populace, is it because the masses are incapable of appreciating what it means or the level of sacrifice needed or that goes into being a patriot? Do we reward our patriots accordingly? And if we don't, how can we begin to do it? Because I was in a conversation earlier with a brother that rang from Qatar. We were discussing. And I said to him that the reason why things are the way they are in Biafra, where Biafran agitation keeps perambulating, keeps running round and round in circles, is because the people themselves don't understand what is patriotism. An average Igbo person, an average Biafran, do not believe that another person can lay down their lives for their own betterment. They don't believe in it because they are very, very selfish and individualistic. Because of that, they cannot see how you would fail to look, take care of your family, how you will abandon everything to fight for them. They don't understand it. But these same people fail to understand that the same principle, the same concept is the reason why they are Christians. That Jesus Christ came, Yeshua is his real name, came and sacrificed himself that others may be free. That is why they go to their Catholic church, which when you mention it, everybody's up in arms. When you mention church, people's ignorance disappear. They come out to speak. Ask them, why are you a Christian? Because the Son of Man came to earth and gave up his life that you may be free. That is why you go to church. But when it comes to Biafra, when people give up everything for Biafra, you have need and reason to doubt their authenticity, to doubt their devotion, to doubt what they represent. Today will be the beginning of an ongoing series on this very topic. We present the life of Onwuatuegwu. He's from Nnewi, a very gallant commander of men. The war with Nigeria ended. Rather than Onwuatuegwu surrendering, he led his men, 2,000 of them, to Nsukka to go and face the enemy. And he died fighting the enemies, which is Nigeria. He gave up his life for our people. When we talk about Nketi Igbo, these are the people we are talking about, not criminals. The likes of Onwuatuegwu are the people we are going to celebrate. We're going to remember them. They died in the battlefield. This man could have surrendered. This man could have gone to his village. He could have joined Nigeria, as most of them did. Most of them joined Nigeria. Ndubuisi Kanu joined Nigeria. Alison Madeke joined Nigeria. Ebutu Kiwe joined Nigeria. Just name them, they ran back to Nigeria. Onwuatuegwu led his men and said, I would rather be dead than be called a Nigerian. He went into battle and he died, fighting for you, fighting for me, fighting for Biafra, that we may today, as at this very day, have a name to defend. Imagine what would have happened to us if we had no name at all to talk about, no Biafra to talk about. What do you think would have become of us? We would have been nothing. And that is why we say to people, you must understand what it means to be a patriot. And when you see one, you need to recognize one. We have not had many in our time. Most of the patriots we had are all dead. None is even living. There is no living patriot as we speak, because by their actions you shall know them. If we qualify at some point to be called patriots, will depend on what we do, not on what we say alone. Because by their fruits you shall know them. If we qualify, if the editorial board of Radio Biafra, if all the coordinators worldwide, if all the secretaries, all the PROs, all the treasurers, everybody working towards the restoration of Biafra, if we are capable, or if we become eligible to be called patriots, it will be done by other people, not by ourselves. We can't tell you who we are. You have to judge us by how we run this race and by how this race ends. We are telling our people that you must recognize patriots when you see one. Philip F. Young was a patriot. They never abandoned the struggle. And today, it is being reported, for those who have not read the news, we are not presenting it this evening because we need to verify it, authenticate it before we present it. God's will Akpabio of Akwa Ibom. I said to people a while ago that those people are ready for Biafra more than we are. They said, no, leave them. Who are they? Are they with us or against us? Go and read the interview of Akwa Ibom state governor. Compare it with what any other person have ever said about Biafra from so-called heartland of Biafra, the five Igbo states. Then you will know there's a difference, that people of Akwa Ibom are more Biafran than all of us put together. Those people are Biafran to the core, to the blood. They are the ones waiting for us to sort our mess out so they can join us to go and get Biafra. Go and read the governor's interview. You will know that once you are born a Biafran, in truth and honesty, you will remain a Biafran till death. The devil tried to play a trick on us. You see that Satan is very trickish. Very, very trickish. That is why sometimes we read the Bible. Satan is very, very trickish. Lucifer knew that Biafra was coming. And Biafra coming is not because of Radio Biafra, not because of Nnamdi Kanu, not the detroit robot of Radio Biafra, not any other human being, because the appointed time is now. It has come. God has decreed it is coming. What did Satan do? Satan went and raised mass up, raised the Wasrike. He raised the Wasrike not to come and confuse us the way bad people do it, the same way bad prophets do. No. He presented him as an obstacle. Used the only thing that will revere so much, which is that word Biafra, and criminalized it. Polluted the name, turned it into a virus worse than HIV, and gave to our people. People became infected. People cannot open their mouth. Instead of them to shout Biafra, they are shouting of death. They are dying. And the enemies are laughing at us. Up until the point that our own freedom fighting movement is being given guns by our enemies to go and kill Igbo people. Where have you heard of that happening before? Are they patriots? Of course they are not. They are gangsters. They are the ones that Bat Energy is talking about, because when things are written in English language, our people don't understand it. For those who are not aware of what Bat Energy said, he said that our place is being turned into Sicily. We are gangsters operate with impunity. Who are the gangsters? Who are the ones at Ochanja Market disturbing traders? Who are the ones killing people? Who are the ones storming camps by being put together by other Igbo youths? Who are the ones kidnapping our people? Those that said they're coming to defend us are the ones kidnapping us. The reason why this very program is important this evening is this. We have come to the crucible. We've come to crossroads, where we must decide what we want. If we want Biafra in truth and honesty, people will have to go and get this Biafra for us. Not spirits. Human beings will have to go and do it. And we must trust those people, and we must give them every tool, every implement to make their work a lot more easier. Because, as we say where we come from, those of us that grew up in the village, which means that from their conduct you will begin to tell what they can do. When somebody left freedom fighting to go and buy a jeep and start doing their clothes starch, what do you expect? They have fallen by the wayside. They have become ostentatious. They have taken their eyes off the ball. They commercialized Biafra, used Biafra to steal, used Biafra to kidnap, use Biafra to engage in all manner of impunity. They have not fought our enemies. They are busy fighting our people. And Satan is doing a very marvelous job by blinding our people to the truth. We cannot see the truth. That is why there are patriots everywhere in the world. I saw them in Malaysia. I saw them in Thailand, in China. They were there. In the Philippines, they were there. In Indonesia, they were there. We have patriots in Israel. Even in the United States, as backward as they are on the issue of Biafra, there are a few people there willing to do everything for Biafra. But instead of our people to encourage them, they push them into criminality by sneering, by gossiping, by doing things they ought not to do. That is why Igbo people, every leader they have always had, have always disappointed them. They don't know. They don't understand what patriotism is. They have forgotten a saying where we come from, which means if you support those that come out to sacrifice themselves for you, they will work for you. If you abandon them, they will join the enemy. Go and check the history of all our leaders. That is why they ended up going back to the northerners. They always go back to the Hausa people. Even Owas Udike, entertaining Al Mustafa at Ogwe. They always go back. Ask yourself, why is it that sometimes in life you begin to ask yourself, at what point does the problem not the leaders but the followers? We are the ones responsible for the deplorable state of Igbo leadership. That Aki Ikenga is in Lagos giving a lecture platform to our enemies. Fashola came after deporting us. He never said, I'm sorry for deporting Igbo people. He said, you people bought cows when my father died. You have shops at Obalende. So the love goes deep. He never said, I'm sorry for deporting you people. The same Aki Ikenga gave a platform to Reverend Father Kuka, whatever his name is, to come and tell us we are the ones to blame for Boko Haram killing us. That is assuming people understand English language. Because when news are being presented in English language, it loses its meaning to our people. They don't know what it means. That is why we spend time explaining it to people. We try to convert the news from what it is to what it should be. Because it's being presented in English language, people don't understand it. That is why Radio Biafra is different. Here we analyze the news, we lay it bare for all to see. For those with ears to hear, very soon you'll be able to see us. We are asking you to search your soul and search your conscience. I spoke to a brother in China. He said they are part of the Salvation Army in China. I said, what is your work? He said that their work is to look out for those who will use Biafra to make money. I said, but you're called Biafra Salvation Army. Who have you fought? You've not fought our enemies. You've not done anything against our enemies. Your interest is to look at who is using Biafra to make money. Like Owas Udike. I said, but when it happened, what did you do? Because this radio station in 2009, before any other person, we told you people that MASOP is a bunch of rogues and criminals and thugs. People didn't listen. When they kidnapped us, what did you do? You kept quiet. Now they're kidnapping you. Now they have brought Abacha's son to your holy shrines. Today, Al Mustafa is a guest. Today, Nigerian police that killed you is now guarding Owas Udike. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That is why I said it is not good to be clever. It is better to be intelligent than to be clever. This is Radio Biafra. That is what we are presenting today in terms of our news and analysis. We must ask ourselves, if you call this radio station, you must address this question. Why don't we have patriots? Why is it that every Igbo leader have always let them down? Why? Is it the fault of the leadership? How come Ohanaeze is bad? Aki Ikenga is bad? World Igbo Congress very bad? Why? Are they not Igbo people there? Why are they bad? Why are we not the ones responsible for their waywardness? Because if you see somebody sacrificing himself or herself for you, you don't know it. Then Satan will bring you somebody in your life to come and deal with you. Finally, Nigerians are realizing that the problem they have is not the leadership, it is the people. Everybody is corrupt. Everybody is bad. Of course, there are a few isolated cases where there are decent individuals. That is why we ask people to hold us to the very highest standards possible. That is why we ask people to be part of what we are doing. Call Radio Biafra free on the air and speak to us. Come here and say it openly. We don't want side talk. Because our enemy is the corrupt leadership of Nigeria, and we are fighting them. What we say on this radio station, nobody can. And very soon we'll be in our land broadcasting. We've done it before. We're going back there to broadcast again anyway. It's our land. If you kill us, we kill you. So if somebody thinks that a police commissioner can send somebody to go and kill the sons and daughters of Biafra, and your own children are going to a private school, you are mad. We will chase your kids down and kill them as well. So you know what it feels like. So that is why anybody who is a member of our movement should not entertain any fear. Anywhere we die, we chase whoever is responsible and kill that person back. We won't go after them first. Any commissioner of police sent by people, God help you, Toby, to touch any of our members. We will use knife and dissect the entire family. Then he will know in his next life not to play with us. We are peaceful. We are law-abiding. We fear God and we praise Him. But people should not take us for granted because we are not massive. We don't do that nonsense. We condemn Nigeria in its entirety. Any day we go back to Nigeria, if you see me on the road, you pour acid on my face because I don't deserve to live. That is why this radio station is incorruptible. You will write it down on a piece of paper this evening and for all times. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Because we are Biafrans of the Omo Atuegu mold. We would rather die in this battle than to live as slaves. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again. Please, Carol, what do you have to say because our people are waiting?
Yes, I have to agree with you.
Your line is off?
No, my line is on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
It was on, I don't know. I must speak into the mic more clearly, as I'm told. The news, as you say, you know, you translate it literally. You put it nice and simply. I know you can be a bit coarse, but this is how we need to hear it, because even when I read it, you know, it's not clear to me. And then when you take away all the big words and tell it how it is, that's what we do at Radio Biafra. And listening to the news every day, I come in this studio and all I hear is death, death, death. It's like body count. Every time we want to come into news, body count. You know, 3 banks blown up, killed 4, 13 youths killed, 25 ran off with gunshot wounds, so they're gone to die somewhere else because the hospitals are no good anyway. It's just, and this pastor, I can't believe this, saying that he's blaming the Igbo for moving to areas in the north for Boko Haram to kill them. So what happened to this one Nigeria that they preach? They preach to you, you're one Nigeria, all together, all happy in one Nigeria, but yet you can't go and live over there because otherwise it's your fault if you get killed. That's like saying to me, I can't go to Scotland. That's like saying, if I move to Scotland and a terrorist killed me in Scotland, it would be my fault because I should be English, so I should have stayed where I was down here despite the fact I live in the United Kingdom. I don't know if you understand what I mean, you know, because you, if you're one Nigeria and you live in the east and then you move to the north and then you get killed, it's your fault from living in this. Ridiculous. This pastor needs a slap. And you know, all I hear is death, death, death. The youth and everything coming up there, idle hands make work for the devil. And really, I haven't got a lot to say because all I read every day is death, and it's depressing. And you know, Radio Biafra and the people behind it, the elders, you know, they have a de facto government now. We're trying to work towards that. We're raising people within the world to support that government so that Biafra can come out of this mess. I am fully behind this, and we really need to start doing this because I can't keep reading this news every day. These poor people down here, we've got to help them. Director, over to you, please.
Thank you very much. Of course, there is death. Is Nigeria. That is what the British, that is the gift, the colonial gift that we received from the British, is death. Death and more death. That is what they created. Frederick Lugard was the person that created Nigeria, not God. I have asked people this question before. I am in England. And I ask English people, who created you? Nobody knows. Not even English knows where they come from. If they say some of them are from the Angles, some of them are from Saxony, Lower Saxony in Germany. Who created the Angles? Nobody knows. Who created the Saxons? Nobody knows. But I can give you a precise date when the Zoological Republic of Nigeria was created by a human being. Who created Egypt? Nobody knows. Look at all the ancient countries, Morocco, all the big places. Nobody knows who created them. Only in sub-Saharan Africa did people come down to experiment with a bunch of monkeys. Rather than us showing them that we're not monkeys, we accepted their creation. Because it is when you reject the devil, you reject the devil's handiwork. Frederick Lugard was a devil. We should have rejected his handiwork as well, being Nigeria. But we embraced it. And God said to us, since you have embraced something that did not create, I will show you. That is why every blessed day, people will continue to die. If you are listening to Radio Biafra, you are very lucky. If you happen to come from the zoo, you are lucky to be alive. You can be driving along the road and you'll be stopped by a police person and you'll be shot for not giving bribe. Nobody will remember you. You're gone. And that's it. People are dying. Families are being buried en masse. Nobody remembers them. Not even Igbo people remember Igbo people who are being killed. That is how bad it is. That is how bad it is. That I pray and I fast and I say to God, go and cleanse them. Don't destroy these people. They are your children. Our people, our behavior is not good. It is not good at all. We need to go and think. We need to go and embrace God in truth and honesty. We need to go and ask some very difficult questions. Why is it that every leader you've had has disappointed you? Because you are not good yourself. That is why your leaders betray you. Because if a leader looks behind and sees people who are honorable, with integrity, or who match on, there is a way a crowd can speak to a leader. A leader will give up everything he has in life to serve them. But our people is that as you're serving them, they are snaring at you. Then the enemy comes and says, oh, come on, look at the people that you're killing yourself for. Look at the way they're behaving towards you. Come, I'll give you all you want. Those who are weak, follow them. Ask Owazike, that's what happened. They left him in prison for 2 years. I said to him, oh, look at the documents, we want to release you. It's your highness that I don't want you to be released. It's the people that is keeping you here. The same nonsense they play trick, they play with our late leader. Go and ask. Anybody that knows about Ojukwu will tell you. That was the same thing they did. Shagari went, MPN went and said, oh, we want to bring you back. It's Igbo people that don't want you to come back. Can you believe such nonsense? But if you come back, you have to declare for MPN. That was how our revered leader joined MPN. The same party of Hausa people that were killing us. Our people must ask ourselves questions. What have we done? How come every leader we have hired has turned against us? Why? Ask yourself that question. Then you realize that this battle for Biafra is not easy. It's not as easy as people think it is. Because the problem we are having is with our mentality as a people. How we think, the way we process information. We are not as intelligent as we think we are. Maybe we're a bit clever, but not that intelligent. But what gives me hope and satisfaction is that there are people within. There are those we have met. There are Biafrans all over the world who are patriotic. And we are saying to all of you patriotic Biafrans, all of you, wherever you are, we are going to remember and honor you. We will give you every support you need. We will sing your praises to the high heavens. If people don't recognize you, Radio Biafra will. And the difference between us and other people is that millions of people listen to us every evening. So when we say that Malaysia is doing very well, is to let our people understand that when a group of people come together, sacrifice everything they have in order to project the name of their country, they deserve praise. That is why we praise Malaysia. People must understand that. We praise them because they gave everything. Police are pursuing them on the road. Everybody, they want to deport them, but they are still meeting because they love their country. And they want Biafra to come. And you're telling me I shouldn't sing their praises? You're telling me that those of them in Thailand who are running, who are suffering, that we finished a meeting, we are bribing our way home? You're telling me that those people are not brave, that they don't deserve to be mentioned and to be praised? You're telling me that those in China, that is we had a meeting 2 days after a raiding at Mama's kitchen in Guangzhou City. They still came out there. We met. The studio, we are filled every night and we did our program. Despite everything they are going through, they believe in Biafra. You are telling me we shouldn't recognize them and mention them? Or is it our brothers that came to look for us in the Philippines? Or those that hosted us, as the kids that hosted us in Indonesia? You are saying we shouldn't mention them? Who then should we mention? Onega Agbaha, Hodges Okalo, George, Peter Obi. Is that who you want us to mention? We say no to them. My heroes can be found in the countless Biafrans who sacrifice all they have to make sure that Biafra is restored. The Odenibos of New Jersey of this world, Clifford Iranians of this world, Moses Nwigwe, or farmers of this world, the Uchemefors of this world, the Emamezes of this world, the Egembas of this world, Adolf Emekesri, Karomondes of this world, all our people, wherever they may be, they know who they are. We don't want to mention names. Is it Isaac Oba? We have people. We will mention your names and praise you because you are doing what other people cannot do. They can't do it. You are not in the same league. You are Biafrans. And you must walk about and hold your head very high because you are very, very special. When Radio Biafra mentions your name, you know you are special. We remember Malaysia because of their sacrifice, what they have done. We remember those in Thailand, those in China. We remember our people in Indonesia and those in the Philippines, in the Far East, where the sun rises. And to us, you are patriots. And we remind you that you are patriots so that you do more. Our people has forgotten. They don't know that anymore because they didn't grow up in the village. I grew up in the village. If somebody is fighting for you and you praise that person, they will fight more for you. It's very simple. Go and read your history textbooks if you don't know. Barrister Mamesu has joined us. Very kindly of him to join us this evening. Barrister, our people are here. I didn't want to disappoint them. I said that Barrister Mamesu shall speak to them. And behold, he is here. And they are waiting to hear your voice, Barrister, because this is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Commandant. Thank you, the whole of Biafran people, wherever you are. Our friends, well-wishers, those who want the interest of Biafra to be registered in Biafran land. We thank all of you for joining us once again this evening in our quest for the restoration of Biafra. Director, let me take your question one by one. You are wondering why we are not being liked by the West, especially the British people that created the Biafra, Nigeria. The reason why we are not liked is because of our system, because of the way we operate. The British people did not study about the Biafrans before they went into putting us together. The Yorubas believe in one system. Once they have Oba, one king, as long as the king speaks, everybody is in agreement. The Hausas, the same. As soon as the Alahaja or Alahaji spoke, everybody will agree. This is not the same in Biafran land. When a chief or a king speaks, an ordinary person will challenge it. You don't tell us to do what we don't understand. This is what the British people did not like. They wanted us to be very subservient, very obedient. We said, no, that's not our system. They said, all right, you guys are clever. Take on your education. They gave the Hausas guns to win over us. We discussed about this yesterday. Director, that is what it is. It's because of our stubbornness, because of our disobedience to somebody you're supposed to be subservient to, somebody you're supposed to bend down to, like the Yorubas do, like the Hausas do. Then these people, why are you stubborn? You cannot obey and listen to us just like every other tribes. As a result, they gave us on to these two tribes to rule over the Biafrans. That's why we are suffering up to today. Even when Ojukwu attempted to see if he can free us from the slavery, from the bondage, the West supported the Yorubas and the Hausas to further bringing us down. And now we are starting again to resurrect. Years gone by and years gone by. The same principle will no longer apply. We've got eyes now, we've got visions, and we are moving ahead. Let me leave that for a moment, since you are not too sure why we are being disliked or why we are not being supported. It's because of our stubbornness, but that is part of our system. That is the way God created us. If you ask an average Biafran a question, the reply you will get is a question to the same question you asked. We are not that naive in many things. Our people normally say, if you know what I know, you not marry my daughter, I will not marry your daughter. So when you have two captains in one ship, there's always some kind of turbulence while moving around with the ship. So, Director, that is the answer, and that is the reason. Nothing else. We are just on our own, and these people came into exploration and discovered that we are completely different. Therefore, to get what we have, we have to get somebody to overrule us and somebody to rule us so that we have no more say. Just like our oil up today is still being milked. We have no say. And that's exactly how the British is they want it. And of course, they will resist each time we try to say, we want our freedom. They don't want that. It's like taking something we are used to. We want to take it away. It's not going to be possible, but the we will win. We will get there, because that is our rightful land. And you cannot come to my land and start plucking off my oranges and everything, and then allow me to keep quiet for all the donkey's ears. No, at a point, he has to stop. The pastor, whatever you call him, the Hassan Kuka, who spoke yesterday, and now again, blaming the Igbos for being all over the place. I said it. Our population is too much. You cannot erase us under this planet Earth. You cannot. No matter how much. Is it today they started killing us? Yes, we still have population all over the place. Go to anywhere in the world. You see an old man or a woman there. You will see the presence of Biafrans wherever you go in anywhere in the world. It's okay. Very soon, all of us will congregate and go back home. A conquer of a man who is blaming the Igbos is indirectly telling us, you guys should go home. Instead of him to say, it's about time for Nigeria to split. He said, because we go somewhere, we establish ourselves. It's not the same thing the Sultan of Sokoto says. In Biafra, once you give them a space, they will multiply. But that is our nature. Even when the Europeans took all the money from us and gave us £20 each, we multiplied it. Go to Abuja, go to anywhere, everywhere, a Lapa market, developed by the Igbos. Not the market where the fashion always open and close. It's developed by the Igbos. Go to any, go to Victoria Island. Even the new place that is being developed in after Victoria. I forgot what they call it. It's the Igbos developing that area. It's a riverine corner. But yet they are putting sand, heating it up in order to make a state out of it. In Europa land. That is the way God created us. Since we are no longer allowed to stay in our land, all the infrastructure is removed. All the things that produces things, palm oil, removed. Cement, removed. Given to Dangote. To now decide as he wish. In Calabar, employ whatever you, only him, only one man from Hausa man. He is not born in Calabar. He's not a Calabar man. He's not a Biafra, but only him allowed to stay in that particular seaport and employ him and deploy him as he wishes. Nobody to challenge him. Director, this will lead me to the third argument. The Boko Haram are bombing banks to retrieve some money, to buy more ammunition, since they have failed in calling the Americans of their own. Now they have to go to the banks. The crisis of a Nigerian bank is empty. Because all the houses have taken all the money they have to buy ammunition in order to wait for against the Biafran so that they will carry on ruling us. That's why there's no more money in that zoo. They have retrieved all the money that they could at this point in time. Since your lifetime, director, have you ever heard that Nigerian money has run out? Only now. Why is it only now? Why is it only now? Because in the next couple of months, Nigeria will expire. That zoo will expire.
Yes.
So the Northerners are picking and plugging whatever they could do. They are buying ammunition. Remember, we are aware of it. 2 months ago, we announced how much they have budgeted for buying ammunition. Of course, there are people who will supply them, give them the money. Well, they don't know that there are some technology. When you lift up a gun to shoot, it will jam. Once the technology is installed around where you're lifting your gun, it will jam. You won't even shoot. You'll be there. Somebody who's using ordinary hand will come there, hold you and twist your neck. They don't know that. You can buy the whole ammunition in this world. We have a system that will install, and you will never hear any gunshots. Even the bomb will refuse to explode. Director, people make and people unmake. Our happiness is Biafrans, we have the brain. Look at what happened a couple of days ago. Our system was all over the place. It's been restored at Talking State steadfastly. The internet was wobbly. because it was attacked. Our people can no longer hear what we were broadcasting. What is sounding as if nothing happened. But it was restored 2 days ago. So, Director, nobody should doubt our resolve, because we'll get there, we'll make it. Regardless of how long you keep on down, we will resurrect. So, let me go finally to this patriotism business. Director, the war, Islam, I always say, destroyed quite a lot of our moral fabrics. The Biafrans are known to be very good to one another because of the Christianity brought to us by the Westerners. We used it to love one another because that's what the priests, that's what they told us to do. You have to be Christ-like. We used it up until after the war. Everything was taken away from us. Starvation was brought into the system. Even my own village, we could cultivate yam. Of course, over the land. Director, you know, shot twice. It failed twice. Our yam, everything, cassava, cocoa, everything disappeared. Because the land could no longer contain all those fruits, all those melons. Everything went. Now, since you are now placed in a starvation position, anybody that gives you penny, you can take it and grasp whatever you want to grasp up. We lost it. We lost the patriotism we are talking about because of greed, selfishness, Director. We lost all this because we are prepared to betray our own brother in order to eat. What man is saying this one time? So when you are going to get some food, your own brother will become your enemy. Your brother will be sent out to monitor you. On your arrival, your brother will point them. Look at the man. They will just pick you up while your brother is eating. On your name. So, Director, but why and things? Radio Biafra has been instituted. I think we are doing quite a, we are doing a lot. Re-educating our people. This is what our people need. We are re-educating them, and we are telling them that they should not lose everything. Whatever you lose, don't lose your moral fabric. Don't lose yourself for the want of money, cash. At the end of the day, even if you're a billionaire, you are still going down 6 foot. You're not going to take money downstairs. For those, even the Bible says it, do not be like those who make money, and anyone will come and enjoy it. It's in the book of Proverbs. So, Director, all we are doing here is re-educating our people, telling our people, come back home. Morally, come back home. Spiritually, come back home. You don't physically have to go back home, but come back home in the need for you to recognize where you came from, who you are, the cohesion we had, the love we had for one another, first to return back to basics. With this, Director, let me hold on until I come back again. Thank you.
Yes. Please, Barrister, the question which I posed earlier is, can you tell me the reason why the leadership of Ohaneze is bad? Can you tell me why the leadership of Aki Ikenga is bad? Even those at World Igbo Congress that hold their meetings in Dallas is very bad. Why is it that even the leadership being provided by Wazirike, the criminal leadership, is bad? Why don't we have people that can come out and say something and stay on that thing throughout the duration or throughout the period in which they profess they're going to serve us? Is it our fault, or is it just bad luck that we've not had selfless, dedicated leaders before now? Because every leader that have sacrificed him or herself for our people is probably dead, and nobody's celebrating them. They don't remember them, which is why we want to have this initiative worldwide. The likes of Onwuachukwu must be remembered. Those that fell in battle to uphold our honor, we must remember them every year, not just this year. It's compulsory. When we have Biafra, schools will rise up in the morning and give them silence every blessed day to remember that there are people that sacrificed everything that they may be free. We cannot forget those people. We cannot forget our heroes and heroines, those that put themselves on the line, that we may survive. I think the Hausa Fulani people cleverly rewarded saboteurs after the war. Wabiaseka, Martin Elechi, all these people, we know who they are. Okereko Nyuke, we know them very well. These are people that worked against us. These are people that crossed over to the other side and fought against us. They rewarded them by giving them political appointments, and that nonsense has continued to today. So in other words, if you come out and you preach Biafra, you believe in Biafra, you believe in oneness, you believe in the solidarity of our people, you are cast aside. You are set aside. Why? What is wrong with us that we don't have dedicated, selfless leaders? Is it down to us, the population, or is it the leaders that we have? What is it?
Yes, Director, I'm sure Director has explained it, but I can recap. What it is, because of after the Nigerian Biafran War, quite a lot of people, their properties, people were devastated. The money you have was taken away, confiscated by the Yorubas. Majority of people, if it, he said, without money, no business can flourish. The Bible recognizes that. Now, our people have been starved of what they have. Now, for you to rise up again, you have to become a puppet. You have to become somebody who will lick somebody's ass, as they normally put it in English. Now, for our people to eat, or Ikenga, whatever you call them, or Hanese, they have to align themselves with one Hausa man or woman. Ranka Dede. Recognize the Hausa man and tell them what you want. And this is why they say the Igbos like money. This is when you come down to the primary level. Yes, this is where they say the Igbos like money, because they are taking everything away we have. Now, for you to be subservient to them, they offer you peanuts. You take it. If the director is coming to tell me, "Mam, look, stop what you're doing," I'll say to those people who are giving me the money, "You see, this guy is giving me trouble. Please give him somewhere. Just get rid of him. Why the carrier giving me the peanut? That is what destroyed the Igbo society. Everything was taken away from you, and those who are giving you little want you to deposit your brother, deposit anything, grasp anybody that you could. Make sure that, okay, look at Uwazurike, who went to go and rescue his own people. He turned around and they bribed him. He said, "Don't worry, I'll be the one killing the Biafrans for you." This is what is happening. Because Uwazurike was not known by anybody. All of a sudden, they gave him riches he's never seen in his life. What do you expect him to do? There are quite a lot of our people like that, Director. Only few minorities of the Biafrans are very straightforward. And that is why the majority of people who listen to Radio Biafra are recognizing this. Director, we were selectively selected to start Radio Biafra. This is why you cannot get any of us backsliding or moving away from what we have instituted and what we say we will carry until we see the end of it. It's very rare you find five people who will always agree on one thing. You will not find it anywhere within the Biafran land. But those who agreed will make it as a point of duty to re-educate those who do not know, or those who are even afraid to know. You mentioned Biafra to your brother, say, "Man, forget that." Why? Fear created inside that person. Look, we have to remember, we had the Nigerian Biafra War. Those who were alive, or those who participated, or who were aware of the Biafra War, they will tell you, "Please don't go there." Because what they saw, they didn't want to see it again. Fear. It's been created. Media, the Yorubas and the Hausas. I just wish you could tell people what governor of Akwa Ibom says in the own interview. Because if you don't say it, people wouldn't know. When you take up the microphone again, please tell us what these guys say, so as to put people who think that the Akwa Iboms, the Calabars, are not part of us. Because some people have been doubting. And then you've already told them that these people you think are not with you are not the friends that you are. So, Director, that is the reason why our people are backsliding. Any penny they see, they think something. There was a day we went to Bilal Mohammed's.
I will hold you there. Don't worry. Stay there. Let me, because you asked a question and I must address it. I will tell you what this man said. Barrister, you will recall that I said on this radio station that those people are more prepared than we are. Do you remember me saying that?
You always say it.
They don't have to come out on the pages of, because they're not looking for money from Abuja. There's no need for them to be making noise. They don't make noise. When we are ready, they will come. You asked me something, and I must bring it to the attention of our listeners. Listen very carefully. This is the question they asked the governor of Akwa Ibom State. Live interview. Listen to the question. You have been very vocal lately in dismissing and trashing the then federal military government post-civil war efforts at the 3 R's: reconstruction, reconciliation, and rehabilitation. What don't you agree with? Now, this is the governor of Akwa Ibom, not the governor of Anambra State, so to speak. Governor of Akwa Ibom. As a young man, you definitely will not understand me, but I was a victim of the war. I was one of those who suffered the pains of the war. I was born sometime in 1962. The Civil War came into our area in 1967, so I was probably 5 or 6 years old during the war. And if I had not been, if I had been around 9 years, I would probably have been conscripted. Listen to what he had to say. His anger. I saw parents. The world must hear this. This is not from an Igbo person. This is from our cousin, Ibibio people, because Ibibio means little Igbo. We are the same, but from our cousins. Listen. I saw parents throw their children into pit toilets because they did not want their positions to be made known to the enemy. Children were being thrown into latrines, into pit toilets. Because if the houses hear a child crying, they'll come there and kill everybody. So even children were sacrificed. So when we talk about Biafra, people must understand the suffering in it. This is why I hate Wazuke with a passion. If you know the suffering that people went through, you will not dine with our enemies. Children, little innocent children, being suffocated in toilet. Because we don't want the entire family to be massacred. I will continue to read this. It's important. I saw devastation. I saw kwashioko. I saw hunger. I saw thousands of people and bodies littered everywhere and smelling. Listen very carefully. What happened to Biafrans? While vultures had a field day every day. I saw houses destroyed. I saw families scattered such that till the end of the world, they can never gather themselves again together. There were children who were shipped away to Gabon. I feel like crying. This is Akwa Ibom state governor. And people come and ask me stupid questions. Are you sure they're with us? Can you believe such silliness? Which Igbo governor has ever said this before? Which of them? Noise making cowards. This is coming from our people in Ibibio. They provided infantrymen and they fought. They are people of honor and immense integrity. They are the only people that without them I will feel lost in this quest for Biafra. If Ibibio comes with us, by which I mean Ibibio and Efik, every other person can go to hell. I don't care. These are our blood relatives. We got Ebe from them. They gave us Okonkwo. We have Obasi. They have Abasi. We have Okoro. They have Ekot. It's the same thing. The next village after Adamosaka is Okoro Obasi. That's what it's called. If you go there, you will see it. It's not pronounced Ekot, I-K-O-T. Our people must know that we are one. One people. Forget about the foolishness of Zeke by expelling Eyo Ita as the head of government in the eastern region. That made our Efik people to suspect us that we are domineering when we are not. Zeke is a fool. And obviously he's in hell. The gift he gave us has taken over 3.5 million lives. And counting. This is a governor from Akwa Ibom State. Not from Anambra, not Enugu, not Ebonyi, not Imo, not Abia. This is what he is saying about his own people. He didn't say Igbo people. He said we. And people say, oh, are you sure Akwa Ibom people are with us? Unbelievable. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Director, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for being open with that, because if you put it halfway, people will start talking in wonder. They will understand. Now you've broken it down. Pronounce it as it's written. It's a locator. That's what we say in law. The facts spoken for itself. So, Director, I will give way so that we have our callers to call in. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Our lines are now open. Our lines are open and we shall take your calls. We have covered a range of subjects today. We have been quite through a few of them and the lines are now open. You can call Radio Biafra as usual. Our number is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are. And before we go on to take your calls, and we are also on Skype, we mustn't forget, our Skype line is also open. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, and you're with us. You can also send us messages via WhatsApp. If you send it to us via the studio line, you can add Radio Biafra to your WhatsApp list. The number to add is +44 7831 308 376. Before we go on to take any more calls, we shall go and give you a recap of the headlines once again. Inoibe is writing on Facebook that he also witnessed all these atrocities. This is from the governor of Akwa Ibom State. Peter Obi is busy killing more of us and giving our bodies to vultures to eat in Ezu River. Because the bodies we are floating on top of the river, the vultures will see it and go and eat them. The same thing the Hausas did to us, Peter Obi did to us. And people are saying he's an excellent governor. May the fate that befell those in Ezu River befall all of you that support Peter Obi. All of you. May you not be spared by Boko Haram. We shall go on to bring you a recap of the headlines once again. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this marvelous radio station, who, by the special grace of God, will continue to be a servant of the people of Biafra. A very wonderful people. We are not great yet. Any day we get our freedom, we shall add great to our name. Terrorists bombed 3 banks and killed 4 people in Kaduna. This is happening in the Zoological Republic. And also we report that Al Mustafa, the murderer, the killer, and Asare Dokobo, the renegade resource control militant, Mohammed Abacha, the son of the criminal, like having the son of Hitler about in political life in Germany. This is what is happening where we come from. Everybody. There is no decorum. There is no honor. There is nothing. Even Abacha's son. This is somebody that the family stole our money, put it in Swiss bank account. We are recovering it. He is the one in the public limelight. You wonder if these are human beings. My goodness me. In my next life, instead of me to near these people, I'll better come as a tree. At least they can chop me down and make wooden furniture or provide fuel for some people, because this is madness. This is madness. Revenue crisis cripples the states. Nigeria has no money. When countries are developing their factories, their manufacturing base, importing labor, Nigeria is waiting for one company called NNPC to give them money to pay workers. Unbelievable. And people say, I'm Nigerian and I'm proud. There is a cultural day coming up as they are posting Independence Day. They say it's Nigerian music and culture, Nigerian food. And I'm asking somebody, what is Nigerian food? If you say American food, maybe, or if you can say English food is bangers and mash, you can have something you can say about it. What is Nigerian food? Is it eba? Is it garri? Is it amala? Is it tuwo? What is it? It is nothing. Because the country is nothing. We must take this call. We must take it. We must take this very call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. We can hear you loud and clear.
Good evening. My name is Ken Obibi. I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
From Munich in Germany. Before you proceed, are you one of us in Germany?
I am Igbo.
No, so that means you've not joined the Biafran family in Germany, then that's what it means.
Is that a criteria?
No, it is not a criteria, but you must identify with our people. It's only a slight
If we are talking of Biafra is synonymous with Igbo. I am Igbo.
No, we are not stopping you from saying what you're saying. I said, are you part of the family? Do you belong with your people in Germany? It's a very polite question. It wasn't meant to repel you from saying what you're saying. I am not screening your calls, only subtly reminding you that there are people who think the way you do who are in Germany, and it will be prudent for you to identify with them. Okay?
Excuse me. I want to say something. The issue of being part of the forum in Germany, as far as I understand it, cannot be a criteria. What is important is that I am Igbo.
I never made it a criteria, if you understand me very well, and that is why I want Biafra. The sooner we go back.
I am calling as an Igbo man, and as somebody who has Biafra in mind, equally.
We are waiting for you to make your point. The world is waiting. We are hearing your voice. Go ahead.
I have an advice to offer.
Go ahead.
The person who speaks cannot be the person who listens. I wish you one day sit back to listen to your cast. Honestly, I commend you for Radio Biafra. But you have to, please, I have to advise, don't more enemies of the people than friends. World Igbo Congress is not performing. Ohanaeze is not performing. Aka Ikenji is not performing. Mazot is not performing. Who then is performing?
Nobody.
Itobi is not performing. Nobody in Iboland is performing. Because my people, please, use this Radio Biafra to unite the Igbos. Not to create the enemies, create enemies out of them. Do not use the forum to abuse the entire Igbo race, because these are the people that are going to support you when the hour comes. They are back there in Nigeria, in Igbo land. You are broadcasting from London. Please, candidly, find a way to unite the Igbos instead of castigating them to Radio Biafra, because many people are really out to condemn the measure it's adopt. I'm sorry, last week I was meeting about for Radio Biafra here in Munich. Ask our friend Frederick. Yes, I was there, indeed. I tried to ask him to telephone people, to ask to melodize the podcast, how you use this system to insult a lot of people. The many are not happy. They have friends who are supposed to support you, but when they hear their own personal friends being insulted, they are taken aback. Honestly, I love what you are doing, but don't be using it to insult the entire Igbo race. It is not encouraging. Look at what somebody said. Vic is dead. Why are calling him a fool? Why saying those who are supporting people are going to meet with Boko Haram? These things are not good. You don't please us by saying all these things. Tell us what you're going to do. Tell us your program. How you're going to mobilize. These are what are the things we want to hear. How we're going to make our own contributions to make sure the data is realized. These are the things we want to hear. Not to people, not to Wazirike, not to Aziki, No! When the time comes, these are the people we are going to mobilize as forces.
If you finish, I will address you. I don't want you to go away. I'm listening.
I have said it briefly. Let me come down. It's okay for me now, so I can listen to you.
Good. Have you heard? You say you are an Igbo person, so you will know. No, you are not a minister. You also know that history have an uncanny way of repeating itself. So I will address all the things you have said one after the other. I shall address them, so you will understand and understand very clearly. This radio station is called Radio Biafra. It's uncompromising. Without Nnamdi Azikiwe, we will not be in this mess. He had the singular fortune of deciding if the zoo should be won or not. He chose the path of unity, ignoring historical precedent. Shortly before Nigeria became independent, there's a country called India. India had its independence in 1948, if I'm not mistaken. India was another British amalgamation of the Hindu worshipping Indian people, the Sikhs, which is a derivative of Hindu, and the Muslims in Pakistan, and also Bangladesh. These leaders, because they understood history, said, no, we cannot be one. We can't stay in one country. They decided to carve it up. India went its own way, Pakistan and Bangladesh. They all went their separate ways, that there may be peace. Nnamdi Azikiwe is a learned man, a student of contemporary history. He should have read. As I'm reminding you now, my dear brother, if you forego the lessons of history, it will repeat itself. The same history that Nnamdi Azikiwe ignored in India visited him in Nigeria. And you're asking me to let him go scot-free, so tomorrow another Nnamdi Azikiwe will come from somewhere to tell us unity nonsense. That is bunkum. It won't happen, not in our lifetime. And you say we insult the friends of Peter Obi. Maybe yourself and the friends of Peter Obi will tell you today that he stole the money of our people and built a shopping mall in Abuja. Maybe you don't know that Peter Obi killed our brothers and dumped them in Ezu River. You don't know that Peter Obi ordered the mass burial of our people against our way of life, against our customs, our traditions, against our religion. Mass burial in Igbo land. You want me to spare Peter Obi? We come to Ohaneze. Ohaneze took 5 billion naira from Goodluck Jonathan so that the bodies of our people will not be repatriated from the north, so that they kill our people. They will not call for us to relocate down. What is happening? Ohaneze split into two because of that, because they were wrangling on how to share the money. Now you want me to praise Ohaneze? I will go over to Aki Ikenga. Aki Ikenga used their glorious platform to invite Fashola, who deported their people back from Lagos. Aki Ikenga is holding a meeting in Lagos. How many Yoruba people or groups have ever held a meeting at Enugu before? Since we are very intelligent people. Aki Ikenga allowed this Reverend Father Kuko to come and address them in Lagos. Aki Ikenga, they have friends. They are peaceful. They are loving. You have been peaceful and loving Yoruba people, yet they deported you. You are so sensible that even the Yorubas, cowards, wretched compound cowards, cockroaches, if you turn on the light, they run away, deported you from Lagos. You're not ashamed that Yorubas deported you from Lagos. We have to take it easy and unite them with who? Who told you want to unite them? We are going to sweep them away. Anybody who is in our way will fall. There is going to be a monumental battle between darkness and light. And we can assure you that light will win. World Igbo Congress, holding a meeting of World Igbo Congress in Dallas. How many Americans have ever held World Igbo Congress, the World American Congress at Mbrich? How many have ever congregated around Oka to hold American Congress? The reason why we are here, before you ask, is because in the zoo, there is no light, there is no reliable internet connectivity. And before you ask, you are in London, which is the laziest thing people can say. Let me remind you, my dear brother, we have broadcasted from Newi, Onitsha, Enugu, Port Harcourt, Owerri, Aba, and also from Lagos. And we shall do so again as soon as we get our transmitter. Then you know we are very serious. Do you think we are cowards? You think we the reason why we criticize all this is so that we cannot be like them. Other people cannot be like them. We are not seeking to unite people who are ununitable. We are building a coalition of the willing. Gideon fought with 300, will fight with only 100. You watch and see. Stay by the sideline, watch and see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra, and we must proceed. Yes, Carol.
Yes, I've got something to say. You've got to know your right hand from your left hand. If we call names here, it's because they've been eaten by corruption. This is not nice. What we're doing is not nice. It's not going to be easy. Because good medicine is bitter. Masob Ralph ate with Al Mustafa. Roaches drank champagne, ate dinner with Gowon. Peter Obi holds the money in his bank. He's the governor, but yet it's his bank. He's got your money that came from farms, and he's holding it in the bank while your farms are suffering. He had flood money, is holding in the bank while the roads are falling apart from flood. The schools have deteriorated so much that they go and sit outside under trees rather than they sit in their classrooms. And yet he promised that when he was that the schools would be so good in his state that he would even send his own child there. Now ask me where his child is, because it is not in that state. It's out of country, like the rest of the governors. And all of the family, they want to know who's buried, whose bodies were in the Iza River, so the families can know to know that their family is dead, so that they can hold ceremony and put their dead to rest. But they can't even do that because he hasn't even given us the names yet. This is not going to be easy. Good medicine is bitter, my sweet.
Thank you very much. Of course it's bitter. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
From Ireland.
Yes, please go ahead.
Just calling because of the guy called from Germany.
Yes.
So we don't understand what that guy is saying, but whatever he's saying, we are not begging anybody. He said that he's helping you. He's not helping you. You are the one that's helping him. So he's a free guy. I'm sorry for saying this, but People will not tell you what to do or what to say. You understand? If you don't understand anything, let him keep quiet. We are not begging anybody. You understand?
Thank you very much.
So that's what I want to contribute.
Thank you very
much. Thank you
much.
Much, and God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. We are unrelenting. We are unrelenting in what we are doing. Those that doubt our resolve shall see what we are capable of doing. By the time we are done with them, then they shall know. Because this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Kings. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling regarding the guy that spoke from Germany. As he watched his intonation, I think this guy is something else. Because from the point of view, when he was speaking, there is a female voice coming out. So he doesn't want to be open with the organization. So such a person is a spy. For me, you don't need to pick his call anymore. We are not here to patronize anybody.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I don't know what Barrister Mamezu makes of what we've been reporting so far, but the calls keep coming in. It keeps coming in. We must take this one. We must take it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, they can't. They're not flowing with us. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype.
Hello, this is Mr. Prince Kitu Dejogu from Ukraine.
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening.
My chairman, thank you for the good work you've been doing. And like Carol have said, that good medicine is bitter. You understand?
Yes.
Truth is also bitter. So, agwa nyigbo ezioku owiwe. And this is the time for truth. Our governor may hold you away, you may hold you. A king may hold you away, you may hold you. And it would cheer Afime Uchi. And we keep telling people the truth. And it's only by the truth we can stand. I would do all that na Radio Biafra, they were corrupt. That means there will be no Biafra.
Of course.
So, let's stand on the truth. And truth is the only weapon that we are going to use to conquer everything. Biko amayosi unike, ihe onu neme, one eziokwu oto, ke eziokwu buru uzo. That is the only weapon we can use against any devil. Biko amayomasi igbo niile, ka anyị na-agwa ibe anyị eziokwu, ka ihe mere anyị n'ikpeazụ ghara ime anyị ọzọ.
Thank you.
Anaghị ekpuchi afọ ime aka.
At all. At all.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I will not be now.
Of course,
one
yes.
Negi,
the truth is important.
Guy, Arabia, where they make a pirigo. Do for Munai. Because I can run my name and we have to tell them the truth.
Of course.
Or Megini, or Lakumo.
That is true. And thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. He, I think, is the coordinator for Ukraine. I'm not too sure. Is he?
No, the Ukraine coordinator has just stepped up, which is Prince Kavits. Is that how you say
it? I think that's him. That was him on the phone.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. I'm the US speaking with Timothy Wonder from London here, from Eltham.
From Eltham. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, Nnamdi, I'm very, very grateful to hear you again on the line today. I want to commend you. I want to say thank you for all the beautiful work that you've been doing, from touring to all over the world, making Biafra known to the whole world and to the indigenous people of Biafra. I want to say that there are not many of your kind in Igbo land or even in Biafra land. And I wish that the people of Biafra will appreciate people of high value, people of high moral value, somebody who stands firm with what on what he preaches. Ever since I started listening to Radio Biafra, you have broadcast virtually almost every day. I mean, if it is in the company, you would have won the best worker of the year. And this is a character worthy of emulation. I want to say that I appreciate you, and you are my, I admire you so much. And I want to tell the people of Biafra and every other person calling Radio Biafra to acknowledge this very quality in a man and thank God for it. I thank God for this very quality in you and so many others working with you. When I just wanted to address a man that just called from Germany a few minutes ago, I want to tell him that he must learn to appreciate a good work. And I also want to address some of our brethren or people who call. Name calling is something that I wish that we shouldn't condone in Radio Biafra. If somebody is ignorant of something, we should teach him, we should correct him, but not calling names like stupid. A brother I call from Ireland who said, use the word stupid. It is wrong. That is from my own understanding. We should teach this man calling from Germany something he doesn't know. If he wants to learn, let him learn. And if he doesn't want to learn, let him remain and die with his stupidity. But we should stop name calling. And because we are people also of high moral value, people of Biafra, we all know that we are privileged people. I want to thank you, Nnamdi. I want to appreciate you. There are millions of Biafrans supporting you. I wish that you can see. So many people like me cannot afford to miss to listen to Radio Biafra every day. And every time we hear your voice, it is like it is a voice of hope. Radio Biafra is a voice of hope to millions of Biafran people all across the globe. I want you to remember that. And I know that so many people will do something. Those that haven't done anything who are listening to this Radio Biafra, they will do it. And I want to tell you to be patient and continue the good work and to the end of this very struggle, and it will be successful and fruitful. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for your call. We are grateful for it. We are very, very grateful. And Barrister Mamezu should come in. At this point in time, we invite Barrister to come. Please continue to call. If you have missed your call on Skype, we are going to come back to you. Barrister, you have heard so much. A lot has been said. There is no grudge, no personal animosity against our brother who called from Germany. But I want him to know that anybody that supports an evildoer, evil must be visited upon that person. That's what we're saying. If you support that Peter Obi, you know this man killed our people and put their bodies in the river. God knows that something shall come upon your family. We are not here to tolerate evil. Our people have died enough. They've been killing us. To have us kill ourselves is unacceptable. We can't have it. And we are uniting our people around one common purpose. That purpose is the truth. That purpose is honesty. That is why we proclaim without fear, without favor. We say to the world that this radio station, set up in truth and honesty, will remain forever incorruptible until Biafra comes and even beyond. We are here to do God's work. And we cannot afford to disappoint 3.5 million people. It is not possible. We cannot do that. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Please, Barrister.
Thank you. Happiness here. In this discussion, or if you like, argument or debate, whichever way you look at it, you have always stated the obvious. What is written? What has been approved? Nothing have you said here that is erroneous. Didn't Zeke send the Akwaibo man home, the Calabar man home?
He did. Hey,
Didn't Zeke? Thank you. Didn't Zeke do that? He did. Didn't Zeke send us into the hands of the houses to rule us? He did. Because he was the first that we've ever had. He relinquished his position because he wants an increment in salary.
This is where the greed started from. Why can't we set the obvious so that the old mistake can never repeat itself? Is it not the king that people who took the son of Abacha and all the rest of them factional to come and talk in our platform? How many Igbos have been invited in the Yoruba discussion? We are fools. The Igbos are stupid. If that guy who pretended the voice he used to call before was the voice of a woman, because I have a synthesizer here placed on my system, it was a woman that called before and he pretended to say he's an Igbo man. He's one of them. Shame on him. But our people always, we are always opening the gap. We always leave ourselves vulnerable. How many of the houses meeting has any Igbo man or woman been let into their gathering? They can always meet the Igbos because they give us money. He is there in Germany, not supported by Pitobi. Why can't he criticize Pitobi, who cannot build a similar industry in his homeland? He went to places in Abuja. One day, all this bombing will bring that shopping mall down. But is he or she? Let's call him he, she. Is he, she? Not seeing what is happening in Kenya. That particular wall he put in Abuja, instead of helping his people to build themselves, he put in there in the shopping center. In order, the point is, he will not live forever. One day he will die, and somebody will inherit that shopping mall he put there, assuming the Boko Haram did not demolish it. During the Nigerian Biafran War, how many buildings were demolished in Yoruba land? Even in Port Harcourt, that is very close to us, that is even in Biafran land. And they are stupidly going abroad and instead of bringing things back home. And then when you say the truth, you are reprimanded. Because of what? Because our people lack truth. That is why we are the way we are up to today. And it's about time for us to start removing all those evils that have been trying so long in our society. That nobody can say the truth anymore. Because of what? So that, because we can only die once. The truth will always prevail. You can't hide away from the truth and then prefer evil. And the evil that has been preferred in that zoo up to today, and now it's crumbling. They have no more money. The houses have been sending their children abroad, just like Pitobi and all the rest of other governors. But look at a governor who is not an evil man. Since we always believe that this issue was telling you is a criteria to join the Igbos, the Igbos in Germany. Is that a criteria? From beginning, he or she was a bit apprehensive. That is when I sense trouble. Because from my computer here, the person was rising up. Showing you later, I said there's a problem here. I feel like talking, but I couldn't because you have to come in for me to say something. Our people are, you know, another happiness I have. You will see the callers treating this case directly. You don't even need to say anything to this he, she. Our callers will deal with it. You watch. Please carry on. Let the callers it's not you. Don't even say anything to he, she. Our callers will do the job. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Barristers, remain with us. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Onyeka Chukwu Ezembanda and I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
It's quite unfortunate that the caller that called from Germany was trying to protect the interests of the friends of P2B and all these dubious criminals in the Igbo land. I believe he's listening, and he mentioned that he was in our meeting in Bayan. Probably he's a new person. I want to let him know that this forum and this meeting he attended is not for compromising people. It's not for politicians to side any politician or to side any evil because of selfish interest, because they are your friends. This is the same problem we had when you have a Yoruba friend, then you don't say anything while you see a Yoruba person killing your brother because of your friendship of your enemy. This is not what this forum is all about. This is not what Radio Biafra is all about. This is not what Biafra in Germany is all about. We are here to call a spade a spade. We are here for honesty. If you join the people that join this group, we believe these people stand for truth. no compromise, no influence of any politician, no influence of any criminal, no influence of all these people that have put Igbo race in bondage for many years. That is not what German Biafra stands for. He should know that particular thing clear. I hope he's listening. We are that group, whether even if we are three or four, we want that four people to be the honest people who will never compromise, who don't care who is their friend, whether president is their friend or whatever they will get from government, from governor, from any politician, from any senator. This is not what we are here for. We are here to bring Biafra. We are here because our people are dying every day. We are here because of these politicians have put us into a mall. We are here because of these people have sold us because of their own selfish interests. We are here because we have lived in a bondage for so long. This is our reason of being in this radio Biafra, being as Biafras in Germany. We are not here for child play. We're not here to design a word, which word to say, which word not to say, because P2B friends cannot join the Biafrans again. P2B friends, and he thought that he said the word, if I can understand him very well, he said the word that he is helping to join. If you talk like this, we cannot join you. You're not joining the Nandi. You're helping yourself. You want to liberate yourself from slavery. You are not joining to make Nandi great. You are not joining to make Radio Biafra great. We are standing for your freedom. For your freedom. You are not helping anybody. You are helping yourself. We are calling you to come out and help yourself. So everybody should understand, all the people in Germany who survive, whether you are a member or not a member, to understand it, that you are there to help yourself. You are not there to help anybody. Not a Detroit board of Radio Biafra, not Bile Human Rights Organization, not indigenous, not the elders of indigenous people of Biafra. You are there to help yourself from this bondage. So don't think you're doing it for anybody. Or if you talk to me anyhow, I will not help you anymore. You are not there for helping anybody. You are helping yourself. So for their information, anybody who wants to join the Bible, God said, I will raise a stone to do my work. Let them not expect that we will be in a mass, we carry the whole Igbos along or the whole Biafras along before we achieve Biafra. Not true.
Not possible. And we shall go to take this very nice call. Thank you very much,
okay,
for calling. We are grateful to you that this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we've been asked to keep repeating the headlines, and that is precisely what we are going to do. And today we brought you news that terrorists bomb three banks, kill four in Kaduna. Al-Mustafa Dokubo, Mohammed Abacha moves unsettled the north. We are also bringing information this evening that revenue crisis cripples states. Nigeria has run out of money. They are waiting for NNPC to pay them so that they can pay their workers. Unbelievable. Only in the zoo. Give us your name and where you are. You are a caller to Radio Biafra on the phone. You will turn down your system and talk to us.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chukwemeka Fonsebusim, but I'm calling from Dundee, Scotland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to respond to the guy that comes from Germany. You see, this has been the problem with we Igbos. I don't know that guy, but I know the guy must be an adult and he's a man. As an Igbo, we are not here to play games. We are not here to paint the issue. Peter Obi and Governor Rochas to Korocha and the Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, those people are a bunch of, I don't know what to call them, but they are not men. They cannot stand for us. As far as I'm concerned, Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo is dead. As far as I'm concerned, whatever they are doing, they are wasting their time. They are old men. Why should this guy come on radio Biafra and say things like that? Is he afraid? We are not cowards. We are Biafrans. That is who we are, and we stand on the truth. I love the response you gave to him anyway. You tried the issue, you took it out one by one and gave him the reasons why he shouldn't talk like that on Radio Biafra. He said he attended one of the meetings in Germany. In fact, those in Germany should watch out. Anybody joining any want to join the Biafra in Germany, they must recognize the person. tell him, tell the person why he should join them, or the person must know the ethics and the beliefs of Biafran. This is what we stand for. If you know you're going to come on the radio Biafra to say things like that, please keep your opinion to yourself. I was very upset when I heard that guy speaking that thing. Look at Akwa Ibom State. Nobody from other brothers from Delta State, Akwa Ibom Crossfire. None of them has ever called a radio Biafra and cut you off your deal because they know what they're saying is the truth.
Yes.
Why should that guy come to on radio Biafra and say things like that? Let him keep his dollar than loaded opinion to himself. We cannot condone that. We are Biafrans. When we come on air, if you don't know what to say, keep opinion to yourself. Support Biafra with their finances and stay behind. Everybody must not go to this war. Everyone must not be in this battle. If you cannot be in this battle, please contribute your money and keep opinion to yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. We accept it in its entirety. We accept it completely and totally. Please, yes, Carol, what do you want to say?
Yes, I wanted to know if he's in Barefans in the United Kingdom, because as you know, all the groups are coming up now on Facebook. That is for your country. You know, Radio Barefa London is the one. We stay on that group in Facebook. But if you're in the United Kingdom, in Holland, or wherever, join these groups, please, and put yourselves forward for your grouping.
Thank you very much. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Yeah, director, I'm Mr. Onusrik. I'm calling from Germany. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
What I want to say is, just this evening we'll have a meeting. I told Mr. Onyal that because we are not many in number.
Yes.
I hope Onyal is listening. Then we are talking about how we are going to, you know, finish our contribution and send it. Then Onyale said we are not many, so we should waste more. I told him that because a meeting before this, there is many people, we are plenty, more than 40, 50 people, but today we are only 9. So because of most of them heard that we tax everybody to do something so that we now know what we'll do pertaining our transmitter. Today we are only 9. I told Onyal, everybody will not come in. Even this guy that called today. I told him that many of them is because of this tax we tax them. That's because of this contribution. That's why all of them didn't join the meeting today. He should not worry. Let us do what we can do and help. I told Onyal, Ega Akporo horse gan and mini, but Ega force horse can mini come. So this guy that called here, I'm sorry, I will use this word. Yeah? He's, I don't know how to describe him because he's not with us. So I'm praying that type of guy should not call you again. I tell you, I called you last time when somebody called from Ukraine and start talking something about Reverend Father and so. Anybody that call you that want to interrupt you, just drop the phone. It's not, I'm sorry. I know Mr. Barrister Mamezio will tell you, don't direct him, a mistake, because I like the way he analyzes some things. But don't mind. We are not here for anybody. We are here for this race. So it's not everybody can join this race. Even if we are 10, 5 people, we will continue. So let this guy not be the issue this evening.
No,
thank you
not.
Very much.
Thank you for calling. I like your call very much. And he cannot be the issue. There is no way he can be. We won't allow him to be. He can never be. We've lost them. Yes. Do you want to say something, Carol?
I said we must educate them. It's not that the man can't phone in. It's that we, you know, this. We invite everybody to call in, whether you're our enemy or not, because we need to educate you, because you need to take that dust out of your eyes.
Yes, of course we need to. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Nandi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Udebune, Bishop, County Durham, UK.
Yes, please, go ahead. Udebune, go ahead.
I've been listening attentively to what all the callers, what people have been saying, what they've been phoning in and saying. The thing about this, our journey for Biafra restoration, and you have to realize that there are people on the lunatic fringe of the society. They are also free to say whatever they want to say. But the fact that they're using the platform of Radio Biafra to sort of make a fool of themselves, well, that they want to be a fool is not a problem. But for them to display their foolishness on Radio Biafra. That is why some of us are concerned. We know some of us are enlightened enough to know the context in which you castigate, whether it's Aki Kenga, World Igbo Congress, or Haneze Tito, Dimaso, Bukoro, and Zik. We know that. So do not be depressed. Never use courage. Say things the way they are. The truth is always bitter. For the first time in the history of mankind, we are witnessing a radio station that can say something, and then within 24 hours of saying it, or 1 week, it will come to pass. If you manifest, we know that Nigeria will come to the level where it is. Of course, it's called the zoo. So whatever people are saying in Germany, some of us are abroad. We are enjoying democracy, freedom of speech, and then we hold our leaders to account. I wouldn't like to make this issue to be a debate about the chap from Germany. No, he's too infinitesimal to be a topic on Radio Biafra. But what people, some of us abroad, should realize is that whether it's in UK, whether it's in France, Germany, even Brazil, USA, China, Indonesia, Canada, whenever there is misappropriation of public funds, the person responsible must go to prison. And that is what we want to import into the new Biafra. So somebody in Germany is making noise. Why can't they ask somebody? I remember when this issue of killing of Biafrans, and then dumping them at the Zoo River in Amansi, near Oka. When it happened, I said something in which I was trying to challenge people that by now, that is a public health, public health sign. We should have been knowing what is happening to the flora and fauna of that area. People should not be taking water from that stream. I'm looking at it not really from a governmental point of view, but from the fact that life, and then it is the duty of the government to make sure that the welfare of the people is being taken care of. I remember asking, why do we have government for something like this? The chap in Germany should know that if something like this happens in Germany, within 24 hours, the governor of that area or whoever will resign before inquiry starts, in terms of tender his resignation. So why can't people do such things? Why can't P2B do it? And yet, you are here condemning P2B, and then somebody in Germany is trying to be an advocate for P2B. Same thing goes for Korota or Ohanaeze, or the Ohanaeze that cannot condemn in very clear terms the killing of Igbo. If you are Ohanaeze, you are for us. When we are being killed, even if you don't want to say anything, that is when you tell us that, oh, I'm here for you. At least you say, you're injured, injured. They've not said it. So for somebody to just pick up the phone and then want you to grab the headline to come and make noise, well, that shows you that there are still some lunatics somewhere calling themselves Ndigbo. So Nandi, Jidekiji, never for a minute. In fact, you didn't try to be so elaborate. All you should have done was when the staff finished talking, then you say, okay, thank you very much. You just bang the phone. Some of us knew, even without you saying, we know what you should have said. So don't waste airtime. Don't waste airtime on people like this. It's a very big shame that somebody is in the Western world. You do not want to pick the good things that the white people are doing, which is accountability, and that is why Nigeria is going down the drain. That's why we are having revenue crisis. There is no accountability. Here in the UK, we all know this. Here in the UK, if you use A4 typing sheet in any office where you are, you account for it. A4 typing sheet. If you abuse it, they will deal with you. But look at Nigeria, they are eating billions. And I'm sure the same thing happens in Germany. Why can't this chap in Germany be preaching something like that down to our governor? Yes, he's there making noise and saying we are castigating this, castigating that. Yes, you can say anything about this because, as a person, we say, oh, if my father is alive, when my father was alive, he should have done better. When my father was alive, he should have been able to make sure that this land was apportioned very well so that we, the children, will not be suffering. On that basis, you can say my father was a failure in this. So I know why you castigate Zeke. Not because Zeke as a person did not accomplish something individually, but because as a human being, he should have seen the bigger picture. subsume his presidential ambition to the president of Nigeria and think of, if Ndibo, my people, should be so cheated in future, what am I going to tell history? And that is what is happening. So on that, we knew why. It's not that you are outright making jest of people or not, you are being disrespectful. No, you are well brought up. We know that. So the people should, when people do not want to listen, and this is becoming, why I'm particularly incandescent with rage, if I'm to quote you, is because somebody saying this is in the Western world, and you think the way things work in the Western world. One day, accountability, at any level of government. Why can't we practice the same thing from our local government camps in Biafra, in Nigeria, and then do the same thing? The people do not want to. They turn blind eye.
They so do. Udebune, I will say something to you. You know, there is something we say where we, in fact, what we are going to do in the new Biafra is that we must make sure, you know, the same way people must go and live in the village for some time to get acquainted with our way of life, to understand what it means to be a Biafran, what it means to be an Igbo person, an Ibibio person, an Efik person, an Anang person, somebody from. We must learn what it means to come from where we come from, because some people don't know what it means. I come from a place where Ezioku Bondo, that was how I was brought up. Truth is life. Regardless of how unpalatable it is, it must be spoken. You want us to live in an era of another Zeke, another idiot to come and tell us about one Nigeria and peace and love in Nigeria? They are mad people, insane people. After losing 3.5 million people, you want me to be apologetic? 3.5 million people dead and counting. And people want me to be calm, to be peace-loving, to be all-embracing, to love Yorubas, to love Hausa Fulani. They are mad. They are insane. They are insane.
These are not
Igbo people. These are imbeciles conceived by Hausa men and Yoruba men. Useless people. I don't know who gave birth to them. They answer Igbo names. They come here. They impugn our integrity. They insult the memory of the dead by talking nonsense on Radio Biafra. By speaking nonsense on Radio Biafra. They are mad people. In the new Biafra, we don't need them. We must go to take this call. Yes, go ahead. Make it very brief. Let's take more calls, please.
Okay. Nandi, so to round up, the thing is, the new Biafra, which we envisage, will, as a matter of fact, be one that is built on honesty, like we've been preaching, hard work, respect for considered authority, and there must be what they call accountability in governance. There must be that, because that is the only difference I see between the Western world and what we practice in the zoo. There must be accountability in governance. Even as much as you're a public officer, the moment you misappropriate one cobble, one pence, 1 cent, you are out. You resign your position immediately and face the pro panel. If you are found to be clean, you come back. Otherwise, from there, you bye-bye to jailhouse. So this must be emphasized, and that is the difference. That's why we can say the whole crude oil to the world. Yes, we are still a poor country. Why some countries that haven't got any mineral resources are the countries that are really having per capita highest GDP and the high standard of living? So all this rubbish must stop. I know people are different now because when you want them to account for whatever they do, they cannot be able. In as much as they have started by saying we are whiter than white, that is the first line of accountability. So whoever has anything against the man, the Kano, should bring it up or let the person keep quiet. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. We also have Uche Mefo with us. We are bringing the program to a close, but Uche Mefo, we must hear from you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much.
Uche, can you hear me?
Uche Mefo with us.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear us. This is Radio Biafra once again. We thank all of you for joining us, especially the person on Skype. You will give us your name and Hello. Where you're calling from. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
It's Blessing.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Senegal.
Please go ahead. We are listening.
I'm from Imo State, Olu Ogbono.
Thank you. And your name?
Blessing Ogbonnaya.
Ogbonnaya, go ahead, please.
Brother, I want to contribute to that guy that come from Germany. What about this? You know, the most that our people don't know what 3.30 million souls is. Losing 3.30 million souls. Even the South Sudan here, that fought war, did not lose such people. Recently, but Brefa people lose 3.7 million souls. Why people are there calling Radio Biafra, talking? In fact, I don't know what is our problem. The Igbos. I don't know what is our problem. Now we are talking about freedom. They are here, saying all sorts of words. What is the problem with the Igbos?
I don't know. Okua said it's lies. It is lies. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We love lies, Okua said. Look at where it has gotten us to. The love of lies and deceit. When people lie to you, you believe them. When we tell you the truth on Radio Biafra, you resent it. That goes to show that the spirit inhabiting you, the spirit inside you, is not a very good one. People say a lot of things about Igbo people and about Biafra. It doesn't deter me. I love criticism. I am a beneficiary because I am in England. I benefit from a country built on critical appraisal of everybody in office. I mean withering criticism. Not even Queen Elizabeth is immune from it. Why is it our people, when you criticize them, they jump? I want you to come and defeat us in an argument. If you defeat me, we have said this many times, a lot of people don't seem to get it. Every idea we pursue on Radio Biafra is not my idea. People must get that. Not the idea of Uche Mefo, or Imam Mezu, or Karo Monde, or Wada Manachi Opara, or Egemba, or any other person for that matter. The listeners say something to us. We look at it, we say, that makes a lot of sense, which is the ancient Igbo way of doing something. When somebody makes a point, you say, what you're saying is valid, we take it from you, and we implement it. It was Fred Onyale's idea that we should go and create a political move, basically to create Biafrans in every country. Not our idea. It came from Germany. The idea that we should get a transmitter was Nta Kahlo from Luton that gave us the idea on the air. I said, this message cannot be confined to people that has access to the internet. The poor people must hear it. That was how we embarked on transmitter. It wasn't our plan before. Before, people would say we sat down, we planned to steal money off people. No, it wasn't. Somebody made a suggestion on the air. I haven't seen the young man before. I don't know where he comes from. Only he rang on the air. And today we are doing it. This radio station will be remembered. It will be remembered for one thing. That they stood on the truth. They spoke the truth. And Biafra came. The reason why God loves us, anything we say comes true. Even when we get it wrong, God makes it to come true. I told you people on this radio station that Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than you. People said, no. Today hasn't it happened? Go and read God's Will Akpabio's interview. When a Biafran is talking, you will know. You don't need anybody. We don't need us to interpret it for you. You will know. And you want me to sit on this hallowed chair, addressing the people of Biafra worldwide, speaking on their behalf. A Biafra that was made possible by the lives of Onwuatuegwu, men that gave their lives for what they believe in. I should, because of people who are benefiting from Nigeria, not speak the truth. The person is insane. It says, okay. Uche, my friend, we must hear from you. Are you with us? No, Uche is not with us. Uche is not good. Is it the one on YouTube?
Yes.
Radio Biafra is also on YouTube. There are many things that our enemies don't know what we can do. I feel sorry for them. Uche Mefo has worked diligently hard with our engineers, whom we are not at liberty to announce. You can now receive Radio Biafra on YouTube as a prelude to the launch of our television. We said to people not to be afraid. Follow us. Support us, you see what will happen.
By the time we are finished, we said that all the bad people will pack their bags and Peter Biga was so they run away from our land. You watch and see what will happen. We bury our transmitter on that sacred soil called Biafra. Every evil will be uprooted and they will run away. That's our promise to them. Uche Mefo is still with us, I presume. Uche, you will address us now, please. You will address the world because we are waiting and we want to hear from you. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, thank you very much, Director. Good evening, good morning to all Biafran friends of Biafra and all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. It is becoming very interesting that the heat is on. The heat is on. Even the spirit of the Biafran's heroes and heroines, our brothers and sisters who paid the ultimate price for the restoration of Biafra that we may live, are pursuing all workers of iniquity in Igbo land, wherever they are, even when they are outside Igbo land. That is why you received the call you received from Germany today. It is very, very interesting. But there is no going back because Radio Biafra was set up to defend an ideology, to defend a cause, not a cause being fought by one man, but a cause defending millions of people, a cause that stands for justice and freedom, a cause that does not look at anybody. Biafra is more than any one person put together. The people calling, the people who are uncomfortable with what Radio Biafra is doing are going to continue to have that nightmare because this is just the beginning. On the outset, Radio Biafra was set up to build institutions and not to build human beings, not to look at personalities, not to massage anybody's ego. Radio Biafra was built to defend our people, the less vulnerable, to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. And somebody was mentioning about, talking about unity, using Radio Biafra to unite all evils, to unite everybody. And I said, yes, we are uniting everybody. But unity must be based around something. Unity must be based, the foundation of that unity must be based on truth and sincerity and honesty. And not on lies, and not on deception, and not on abomination. Anybody who has fallen outside the mission statement of Radio Biafra must be exposed and must be dealt with accordingly, as a saboteur, as somebody who does not want the truth, as somebody who does not want Biafrans to live. It is very interesting that Ohanaeze, the governors of the Eastern region, of course, particularly Peter Obi, the Aki Ikengas, and all other Igbo associations was mentioned by the caller from Germany as being the pillars of the Igbo nation and, of course, Biafra in general. But we are saying that we are not looking at anybody. Even within Radio Biafra, we criticize ourselves so that we may stand up, so that we may seek this truth and defend it. Anybody who is not pursuing the truth and defending it in Igbo land, anybody who has given to treachery, anybody who has given to abomination, anybody who has been helping our enemies to pillage our land, to destroy our men and women and children, must pay for it. Anybody who does not like what Radio Biafra is doing should change, or he will be banished from Igbo land and from Biafra land in general. A lot of things have been happening. It is very interesting that our people have been killed time without numbers, even up to death. that the likes of organizations like Aki Kengo, Hanese Ndigbo, the governors, Igbo political leaders of thought, have not found it very necessary to come out to stand in the gap and defend our people, to defend our people who are being massacred, like animals in northern part of Nigeria. They have not thought it fit. They have not found it a noble cause to pursue. But they found it very important. They found it something very, very important for them to stop Radio Biafra from broadcasting, from defending our people. Where were they when Boko Haram have been killing our people since 2010, 2011? For instance, in September 2011, five Igbo traders were killed by Boko Haram in Madara Market because they refused to recite Quran. In December 2011, again, 2011-2012, the Madara Church was bombed. But nobody thought. Even our governors did not thought. In January 2012, about 20 Igbos from Anambra State, I can't remember the community where they come from, they were all rounded up and killed in Mubi in Adamawa State. And nobody was talking. Even up to date, there are reported incidences in Kano where Boko Haram bombed buses. And nobody is talking. It was on SNDIBO in that part of the world, in that part of the zoo, that came up and said that Igbos are not being killed, that Igbos are not being targeted. They even called themselves the Igbos of northern Nigeria. And you expect these people to be defending us, to be fighting for us. This is a mark of a race at the brink of extinction. And that is the reason why Radio BFI is on air. To tell the world the truth, to defend that truth that our people are being killed and our people are being massacred. And the Nigerian government is doing nothing about it. And the corrupt Igbo politicians and leaders of thought are being used to decimate our land. We are at brink of extinction, and Radio Biafra cannot allow that. This is the beginning of the nightmares, because we are not going back. Anybody who does not like what Radio Biafra is doing should go and hang now, because it will be worse. When we have built our base, when we have mobilized the consciousness of our people, when we have arisen their consciousness, to begin to think in line that we are a people, to begin to think that we are fighting for a cause, a just cause, a cause ordained by God, a cause that we have not been victorious in because we are individualistic, we are selfish, we do not want to fight for a collective cause. But God has given us every enablement. Only if we can galvanize effort towards restoration of Biafra. But even at that, we do not expect the whole Igbo, the whole Biafrans to come and rally around us. We only need coalition of the willing. We only need dedicated people. We only need people who have steadfastly sacrificed and are continuing to sacrifice for Biafra, to come together and make that one final push. Radio Biafra has been standing in the gap and is going to continue to do that. For the first time in the history of liberation struggle of indigenous people in sub-Saharan Africa, a radio station, a media outfit, has come out to unite a people wherever they are, the Igbos, the Biafrans, from around the world, and things are happening. I don't need to tell you that. People are seeing what is happening. And the workers of iniquity are uncomfortable. They are having nightmares, and that is why they are coming out. It is either they change or they sink. Simple as that. So what I'm trying to say is that Radio Biafra is defending a cause. It's not looking at anybody. We don't have anybody at heart in mind to castigate or to destroy. We are following a principle based on the public right to know. This is a media outfit, a media with a difference. It is not Nigerian FM, it is not NTA, it is not Anambra FM or whatever you, it is not anything. It is not a social club. It is a radio station, a media outfit with a mission. And there is no going back. Because if you fail, even the spirit of our dead will rise against us.
Exactly.
Just as it's rising against all workers of iniquity. We are not the people disturbing them. It is the spirit of our millions of heroes and heroines who gave their life for this struggle that are pursuing them. And there is no hiding place for them unless they change. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Uche. We are now on YouTube, I imagine. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Radio Biafra, if you... they can't get us anymore, can they? They cannot hack our website and hack YouTube as well. It's not possible. We told them.
It is not possible.
We'll defeat them. They don't know that the more adversarial they get, the more ingenious we become. Nigeria must be afraid. Very, very afraid. The reason why we say it openly is because people are copying what we are doing. People are now forming Biafrans here, Biafrans there. Anything we start, other people want to copy. Anyway, imitation is the best form of flattery. So we welcome them. Let them keep copying us. But many more is to come. The gift that God gave the listeners of this radio station is marvelous. The people attracted to listen to Radio Biafra are those filled with the spirit of Biafra. In truth and in all honesty, nothing you can castigate them from now till next year, it won't affect them. Their sight is on Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Those are the people you're going to battle with. Look at men crying that you insulted Azikiwe, insulted Peter B. They are crying. I call them Agro Pusu, the one you have in the house. That's why it's not in the forest. It's around the house pursuing rat. When the big people are in the forest catching antelopes and all the rest of it. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are unrelenting. We are like a juggernaut. If you stand in our way, we will crush you. We are not going to stop this race until we win it and win it convincingly. Because God is on our side. We have given him, he's given us a challenge, and we've also given him a challenge. As long as we remain truthful, as long as we remain upright and honest in pursuit of Biafra, Biafra will come. It's very simple. So there is no magic to it. Let people not think there is something extraordinary about Biafra. No, there isn't. As long as the board of Radio Biafra, both its management and editorial board, remains honest, remains upright and truthful, there is nothing that God will not do. Go and write it down somewhere. When I told you that Akpabio, Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than us, people said no. It has happened today. I didn't have any meeting with him. I didn't have any plan. I didn't tell him to give the interview. And I'm saying to the people today that with our transmitter mounted on the ground, we will mobilize our people so much that every bad person will pack their bags and leave. And wherever they run to, we'll find them. That's our promise. Ebo Blahababra will go down and find them. We must avenge everything that happened to our people, all those they have killed. We must seek revenge. Our brother from Germany is joking. There will be no forgiveness. We are saying it now. Write it down, please. Anybody pleading for mercy, for forgiveness for these people, the person is wasting his or her time. There will be no mercy. The same way they have not shown any mercy to the downtrodden, to impoverished people, there is no way on this earth will show mercy to them. So in their next life, they will know not to mess with the people called Biafrans. Barrister Mamesu, you bring this program to an end for us, please, if you're still with us. Because we have been here. We have been here for some time, nearly 2.5 hours. And Barrister, it will delight me if you can please come back to us. Carol, you will give us your closing remarks because we are about to bring this to an end. A lot of people are calling, and I must apologize to them. We are now on YouTube. You can listen to Radio Biafra. Very soon you'll watch us on our own television. We have all the equipments. Makadega Mama. We have everything that is required of us to have a TV station. We are formidable. Exceptionally formidable. Not out of wonder, because God is with us. Barrister Mames, you are with us now, but before Carol... No, Barrister is ladies first. So we go to Carol first. No,
yes, ladies. I'm here.
Are you a lady now? I said ladies first. Carol will speak before you speak. Is that okay?
Sure, I'm not a lady. Of course, I'm not a lady.
You are a very strong man. A very, very strong man, I must confess to that. People say, I have a crush on you. I've been teased.
Don't mind them.
Yes, Carol, please go ahead.
Yes, I want to say thank you to Ucha, especially. Not only is he such an amazing technical whiz, but he's also probably the one that grounds me in this, because he's always reassuring when I have a stress. I go to Ucha, and I have to thank him for his great works, fantastic work. I was really upset earlier. I was annoyed. I was annoyed about the Peter Obi thing, and even when you were talking about the pit toilets, tears were dropping from my eyes, because I've lived in the cabin and they have pit toilets there, and I didn't even want to sit on one. And you know, when they move the wood back and you see this pit, and I think I'm not going to go to the toilet on that, and these people threw their children in here. Oh, it was so devastating to hear this. But then tonight, you know, we've got this YouTube thing, and that's just cheered me
up.
We
have a YouTube channel. You can
YouTube
listen
channel.
If everything else fails, if you go to YouTube every night, you listen to Radio Biafra, and many more is coming. We have many more we don't want to reveal yet. Many more.
Yeah, that has totally cheered me up. One thing, you know, the other day when we were struggling all night, I think, to get on air because we had so many hackers and we were really frustrated. And I said, you know, every time that we have a problem in Radio Biafra, something better comes for us. It's like we step up to the plate even harder. And I said to them at the time, you know, don't worry, because, you know, God seems to be doing this to us, you know, because no matter what, he's behind us and he seems to fold us through. That's how I know that this is a calling from God, because we overcome all the time and then we keep going further and further forward. And kudos to Radio Biafra, I'm afraid, tonight. And thank you all the people out there, all the people that are funding us, you know, especially Malaysia. They had their launch and it was fantastic, and all their members contributed, and they'll probably be the ones that actually put most of the money in this transmitter. But there are all the other groups, they're all contributing now to get this transmitter so we can step that step even further, and it's fantastic. I want to hear all the groups having their launch. It's just, we're moving forward, because 2014, you know, that's when Lord Lugan, that's 100 years he put you together. 2014, that's it. That's the year. We're breaking it up. You know, Biafra will come out of this, okay? And I love you all and all support to you all. Take care and good night.
Thank you very much and good night. Carol Monde is a white English woman supporting us. She is not married to a Biafran. Makadega Mama. And no relationship at all whatsoever. But she is here working to save a people because she's led by the Spirit to do so. Barrister Mam Mezu is born a Biafran, will live as a Biafran, will fight for Biafran, will die as one, and is with us. Please, Barrister.
Thank you, Director. You brought everything to a close. Today has been a very wonderful exercise. Our people always respond, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. One thing that I love most is our youth have never said any rubbish. It's always the old people. Check from last 3 weeks. Always expired men telling us about Biafra. Very soon they all die. The youth have never said anything opposite, because these are the people looking up for the future. Not the old ones who have bribed their way into wickedness. Collected bribes, sold their souls and sold their brothers. Bought houses here and there and collect oil money. Now Nigeria is crumbling. The economy is going down. The houses have taken all the money they could to buy ammunition. Their gun will never fire a thing. They are waiting for the people made from God and made of God. They will never succeed. They have dried the economy empty. There's no more money to pay anybody. They are going to NNPC to give them money.
to pay how many people?
NNPC.
That would take
a company. NNPC to pay Nigeria.
To pay Nigeria. Director, God is doing it for us. It is even crumbling before the transmitter arrives. When a nation say they have no money, that is a proper zoo. Anybody can argue with this till tomorrow. That is zoo. They have stolen that country dry. All the Northern House of Fulanis. They all have bank accounts, Swiss here, United States, there and there. The money is empty, it's finished. Now everybody should go home. They should pack their bag and go home. They have emptied what is in our land. But when we come back home, we will replenish, we will refresh the ground. We will reproduce what has been stolen for the past how many goddamn years. We are coming home. Nothing will stop it. Zoo is crumbling. May God be with every listener of the Radio Biafra this evening. Those who are not able to get through, tomorrow is another day. Same time. God bless Biafra. Thank you, Director.
And God bless you. God bless you, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. And God will always, of course, is blessed with HMFO already. I don't want him to... No, I don't know if an overdose of blessing is a good thing. But I'm saying that HMFO, by the time this race is run, Biafrans will honor him and remember him immensely. We don't want to make him too important before British people will come and kidnap him and say he will not serve Biafra anymore because he knows too much. HMFO is formidable. Today we are on YouTube. Very, very soon. Things we can assure you. And we'll let you give us your support and we'll serve you till death. Both in this life and in the next to come. We can never let you down. People will tell their children that there were people running Radio Biafra. What they said they did. They served us. We doubted them. We sneered at them. We were very cynical. But they never, ever let us down. That is how we want to be remembered. Forever and ever. That is how I was brought up. My father told me, good name is priceless. You can't buy it with money. And that is what we are putting into practice. UCMFO, you are one of us. You are within us and you live in us. We have somebody on the line. We were trying to hold him on. I don't know if he managed to stay there or not. Or if he left. So tomorrow he shall call us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I love it when people call and say, what is happening in our radio station? I love that so much. It is our thing. And very soon, thanks to those in Malaysia, thanks to those in China, thanks to those in the United States, I must say that US, because of course, the Odenibos of this world are there, the Clifford Iranians are there, Moses Wiggles are there. Thanks to those in the US, those in Canada, the Ezumas, the DKs, the Moses who are there, the Okorojis who are there. Thanks to Ekwentu, to Justin Akujeze, our spiritual leader, my mentor and my guide. Ekwentche, they are wonderful people and Ekwentche is part of the family. They are one of us. They are part of us. It's a group I revere and I love so much. And they shall continue to give us spiritual guidance. Rita Aniborg is one of us. She's our sister. She is one of us. God knows she is. All of you, wherever you are, our dear coordinator of coordinators, Ike Jukwe Nyago. A man, a single man, but can do what more than 10,000 men can. Exceptionally formidable. He is one of us. And all of you that listen, all of you that call Radio Biafra, all of you that support us, those that support us secretly, those that come to trade, hear about Radio Biafra and say, this is a good thing, I must support it. We cannot let you people down. It's an assurance, a categorical assurance. It will never happen. This is your radio station, and the name is Radio Biafra. You will tell people about us. You will go and tell those around you tomorrow that not only can they listen to Radio Biafra on www.radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, tell them that they can now listen to Radio Biafra on YouTube. If you have any mobile phone that has YouTube on it, you can listen to Radio Biafra. Tell them our app is there as well. And very soon we give them Biafra Television Network. All over the world, people will hear our voice. Every village will come to the fore. People can go and copy us. We don't mind. We can say this, that of course, they copy all the time. But you can never be like us. Because the glory resides here, within us. Because we spent nearly 17 years praying to God to give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the courage, the conviction, the integrity, the honor and the humility to serve our people completely in absolute submission to their will and to the will of God. And that is what is happening. We love you all. Even those who criticize, we love them. Those we don't love are those that killed our people. We can't forgive them. But every other person is welcome into this family. Biafra is your own. It doesn't belong to me. Biafra is yours. Here, this radio station is also your own. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to HMFO. It doesn't belong to Brestema Mezi. It doesn't belong to Wada Manachi Opara. It doesn't belong to Egemba. It doesn't belong to Karamonde. It doesn't belong to any other person. It belongs to you. It is your radio station. Anything that has Biafra in it belongs to all the people. It is yours. By the time we are long gone, maybe your children will be here doing the same thing we are doing. And you will say to them, do not mess it up, because those that went before you did not mess it up. There is no better tribute than that. We love you all wherever you are. Even those in America, I am tempted to forgive them. Some of them. Not all. Those that have repented, we forgive them. This march is unstoppable. We ask you to come and join us. We ask you to come and become part of the family, because God is with us. We ask you to come to us, because this Biafra we proclaim every day is our religion. Without apology to anybody. It is our religion. Biafra is my religion. On this radio station is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Because he said in the scriptures that he doesn't fail. It's not my word, that's what God said. That he changeth not, he does not fail. His word is yea and amen. Because he gave us a promise that this land you call Biafra shall stand. As long as you do my bidding, as long as you are upright, truthful and honest, which we are. He will bless each and every one of you, wherever you are. He will guide and protect you. For those who have contributed to the building of this new kingdom of heaven on earth called Biafra, he shall replenish you. But more importantly, above everything else, this God will bless Biafra.
God bless Biafra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes.